Hashtag you found the spot. Stand up comedy breaks.
Crazy D Show Masters. I'm standing here with G Thang.
Yeah, we in the building.
In the building. Yeah. So my first question to you is, how do you gauge between the black and white audience to make your jokes universal? Like you talked tonight about situations with white folks and they laugh. How do you gauge that?
Well, you know, me personally, it ain't even about what I'm saying. Now they ain't got out of what I'm saying and they ain't bought into my personality. See, I ain't selling jokes. I'm selling personality. When you go see Bernie, when you went to go see Bernie, when you go see Cedric, when you go see Mike Epps or Kevin Hart, you buy into the personality. You buy into the small man. You buy into the Martins. You buy into the personality. You never buy the jokes. And sometimes these niggas don't even remember what I said anyway. But they said he was funny and they love the personality. So what I do is I sell them G first. And once they all board on G, then they'll buy whatever I sell. Okay, whatever I come out of my mouth. White people buy it, Mexican people buy it, Jews, Gentiles, Protestants, and Catholics. Yeah. Catholics. We're standing all. I've been drinking a little bit, so I'm sorry, America. I'm sorry. But I've been on stage for almost an hour and I had to have a little juice.
When you're the headline, how do you gauge how long you're gonna stay out? Usually a headliner gets
45 an hour. You know, I learned this from Bernie, from Steve Harvey. Steve said, if a comic can't do an hour, he ain't no real comic.
Shit has got to stop, nigga. This, I don't know how black people stay out here in Vegas with this goddamn heat, nigga. The devil live out here. Shit, this. This hot, nigga, this is that, nigga, kill yourself. There shouldn't be no fat people out here in Vegas, nigga. So when you walk outside, you lost 35 pounds, nigga. You walk to your car, you sweat like a motherfucking church dude. Jeez, this motherfucker, I'm overdressed to be in this little bitch right here. I got this at Express, nigga, nigga, I got this off the mannequin, nigga, this.
Gotta be able to go up there and entertain the people and that they feel that they worth getting a show. When people don't leave, when they don't, you don't see people walking out the audience, they got a show. When they engage it, see a lot of comics ain't as fast as me. See, I'm a fast-paced comic. So I'm shooting.
Da-da-da-da-da. And I don't give a fuck, nigga. Vegas, I don't know. Shit, you niggas should relocate. It's I got this dark skin today, nigga. I want this. Same color Chris Brown, nigga, I swear to God. I was not this dark, nigga. I walked, nigga, I'm getting darker, nigga.
So for an hour, I'm not stopping. But it's a lot of comics in the separate, and they'll tell a story, and they that story will go for about 20 minutes, and then punchline. And then you got some comics that'll do, you know, segues. They got a set, they got a subject, middle, and the end. Me, you just get it all. Blah, blah, blah. I ain't letting up till it's done. And then I'll tell a little nose to shake some hands, kiss the baby, and I'm out.
So who were the comedians when you were coming up? Who did you look at and say, that someone gives me inspiration?
The cast that inspired me was Bernie and Robin Harris. They inspired me to do stand-up. They were so in your face. You know, they would let cats know, dude, this is what it is, and you bought into it. You was afraid. You know, when Bernie did that on Def Jam, said, I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. You know how that happened? It was comics on Def Jam, they was bombing. The first three cats that went up before Bernie, they bombed on stage. So when Bernie came out to that New York audience and that Def Jam audience, he came out and said, motherfuckers, I ain't scared of you, motherfuckers. And that was big in his set. And that's got the audience to going crazy because Bernie, coming from Chicago, the nigga had on pants with his face on it and all that. And that was a comedy within itself. But when he came out and told them niggas in New York, I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. He kicked it off. He was in your face. And right then, legend was born.
My man promoted the show. The nigga good dude. I fucks with him. Yes, I fucks with him. The nigga picked me up, nigga. The car didn't have no air conditioning, nigga. My back sweating, I swear to God, I felt like I was 12 years of slave. Then I thought I was slave.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Is it fair and tell the up-and-coming comics who want, people who want to do this, how much heart you have to keep on persevering?
Oh my God. I mean, you can't never, I always say this, and I tweet, and I Instagram, and I Facebook this. I always say, if God wake you up in the morning to continue your dream and your hustle, you win it. If God wake you up in the morning to continue your dreams and your hustle, you win it. Never stop this. Never stop your dream. To anybody that's out there listening and hearing my voice, never stop your dream. And I've been in this game for a long time. And I ain't made some money in this game. But am I where I want to be? I ain't where I want to be. But God said, your turn is coming. Be patient. Patience and obedience is the key to success. And I tell anybody that at any given time. This is not a race. This ain't a race. Okay, you gotta be faster. And it ain't even coming down to who's the funniest now. It's about who's likable. This Jewish cat told me, he said, gee, I'd rather hire somebody that's okay for the job that I can work with a year than somebody that's great for the job I can't work with for 2 days. So that's what this came down to. It's about networking and being likable. Will Smith said, gee, connect yourself with people with resources and you will always work. Connect yourself with people with resources and you will never be without a job. And that's been my motto.
So you've heard it here.
Yeah, you heard
it. On the Chris D Show.
Yes, but you
connect yourself with resources.
There you go.
And you will always,
always work.
Always work.
You always
from G-Thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. The Crazy D Show.
That's what we do in the Crazy D Show.
Hashtag, you found the spot. Stand-up comedy breaks. Music and edits.